Lord has made.
Yeah.
Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in today.
Amen.
Glad to be here today.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, you don't sound like it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Word to cry loud.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. We are behind in our praise.
Glory to God.
I bet you'll be hollering louder than that later on today.
All right.
Amen. Yeah, don't stop changing.
Amen.
Don't save none of this praise for this football game.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
You know, you just step on toes when you said about the football game.
Oh, Lord.
I will bless the
Jesus.
Lord at all times.
Amen.
I pray that I continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. Mama shall hear thereof and be glad.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Magnify the Lord with me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Exalt his name together.
Yes, Lord.
Lord is in his holy temple.
Hallelujah.
Lord, earth keeps silent before him.
Thank you, Jesus.
I was glad when it said unto me,
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Let us go into the house of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
We are not in the house of the Lord, but we're
thank you, Jesus.
Physically, but spiritually, we are in his house.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So thank you, Jesus. We are walking by faith.
Hallelujah.
Not by sight.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So we're grateful to God.
Yes, Lord.
Yet for another day.
Thank you, Jesus.
And another week.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
This is day 38th day.
Yes, Lord.
38th day of the year.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, everybody, and we'll stay here.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glad to be in the number.
Yes,
Lord.
One more time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He didn't have to keep us here. But I'm grateful to God that he did.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. So we're going on with the service.
Hallelujah.
We're going to ask Tick to give us a prayer and ask of Elder Green to give us a scripture.
Father God, we thank you now for blessing us to come together.
Thank you, Lord,
to receive these substance, dear Lord. And we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, how you have kept us safe.
And
thank you, Lord, for all your many blessings. Thank you for all things. Lord, for our church family, Lord, to be able to see one another in this manner, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, for the nation, Lord, that is suffering through this virus, Lord.
Yes.
And Lord, we ask that you will heal the land right now.
Yes, please.
Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord, that anyone, Lord, that's sick among us, Lord, we ask that you heal right now.
Yes, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless the pastor and the
bless
members, Lord, and the friends.
Yes, Lord.
Bless us all, Lord, one by one. And then, Heavenly Father, put your arms around us and bless us all together.
Yes, Jesus.
Father, we ask, Lord, that ones that's not even on the Zoom today,
Lord,
we ask that you will bless them, dear Heavenly Father. Give them strength, Lord. Help them, Father. Whatever they're going through, Lord, be in the midst of it, Lord. We be so careful in giving thy name the praise.
Lord,
we partake in these supplements, Lord. We ask that you would just bless them, Lord. Turn them into the spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Our morning scripture is coming from Psalms 34. And it reads, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Yes. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, let us magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. For I sought the Lord. He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were enlightened, and face was not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. The angel of the Lord encamp around about them that fear him and deliver him. In verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Ain't he good?
Amen. Amen.
About them that fear him and deliver him. So let us taste and see how good God is, because he brought us from a mighty, mighty long way.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
We're prepared now for our communion service. We'll come to one of the most important parts of any service that we can have. That is the part where we recognize and remember what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did for us way back there on Calvary.
Amen.
A long time ago. So we come to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Dying in our stead.
Yes.
Amen. We owe a debt we couldn't pay.
Amen.
He paid the debt he didn't owe.
We're
grateful to him, and we acknowledge that we need him all the time.
Amen.
We worship him and we praise him and thanking him for being our atonement for our sin. One of the wages of sin is death. And the gift of God is eternal life. And we thank him for paying that price for us so that we won't have to die anymore, but live eternally. Then the day of the unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And Jesus sent Peter and John saying, go and prepare us to pass over that we may eat and with him. And they said unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare? And he said unto them, behold, when ye enter into the city, there you meet a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house and where he go in, cometh in. And when you enter into the house of the good man, say to the man of the household, the master said unto thee, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room, furnished, there make ready. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. Let us make ready now as we prepare our hearts and minds to receive the Lord's Supper.
Amen. And
when the hour was come, he sat down 12 apostles with them. And he said unto them, with desire, I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not anymore eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the bread and gave thanks and broke that and gave it unto them, saying, take, eat. This is my body, broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. This do as often as you grant it in remembrance of me. For as often as you do eat and this bread, drink this cup, this ye do in me should be show a sign to the Lord death till he come again. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat of this bread, drink of this cup, for the Lord unworthy, do is guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let him examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eat it and drink it unworthy, eat it and drink it damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Mm-hmm. For this cause many mm-hmm. are weak and sickly amongst you, mm-hmm. and many sleep. As we go in prayer to ask God's blessing upon this bread and this fruit of the vine, let us, each of us, go into God in our own way and tell him exactly what you need him to do for you, mm-hmm. that you may be able to eat today and drink with no condemnation in your heart.
Yes, Lord.
You know what stands between you and God. And we can't do it for you. The scripture said, let everyone examine himself. Mm-hmm. Somebody else, let's examine yourself. That you might eat of the body of the Lord and drink of his blood with no condemnation in your heart.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
At this time, you can ask Deacon Leroy to ask the Lord's blessing upon these elements.
Our Father and our God, we humbly submit ourselves to you.
Yes,
first saying thank you, Heavenly Father,
thank you, Lord,
for your many, many blessings that you have restored upon us.
Yes,
Father, Lord. As we go into communion,
yes,
we Lord. Praise your holy name.
Yes,
yes,
thanking you, Heavenly thank Father, you, for this opportunity.
Yes,
that
Lord.
We
yes,
might Father. Sit down together among our brothers and sisters
yes.
and eat of this table, dear Lord.
Yes,
we Lord. Thank you right now, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
And dear Lord, take these supplements.
Yes,
and
yes,
change them, Heavenly Father, from the original to the Holy Spirit, the
yes, Lord.
Lord. That we might partake of them, the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And as we eat, Heavenly Father,
yes, Lord.
Let us eat of your soul,
yes,
Heavenly Father.
Lord.
Let us eat of your body, Heavenly
yes,
Father.
Lord.
Let us eat the word, Heavenly Father.
Yes,
as we drink, Heavenly Father, let us drink blood.
Yes,
for the blood
Lord.
Was cleanse us, Heavenly
yes,
Father.
Lord.
Let us drink it, Heavenly Father.
You,
that it might purify us, Heavenly Father.
Yes,
let us be able, Heavenly Father,
yes,
to worship you, the Lord. We thank you, the Lord.
Thank
we
you, Lord.
Glorify your
thank
name,
you,
Heavenly Father. We praise
thank
you, Heavenly
you,
Father. For we are
thank
happy, the Lord.
Yeah,
we're able to come together, the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you right now, Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, the Lord. In
yes.
Jesus' name, glory yes. be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. To be able to take over the Lord's body at this time, ask you to take the bread, which is the body of Jesus Christ at this time, the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, let us eat together.
Amen.
Amen.
I forgot all about it.
This is the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us drink
Amen.
It together.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Able to communion one more time.
Yes, Lord. Lord.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Then 11 more.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God has made a way for us to come together. And everybody's looking good.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
And the supper was ending.
We bless your name.
Jesus arose from the table and laid down his garment.
Yes.
And put a towel and girded himself.
Yes.
Put water into a basin.
Yes.
And knelt down and began to wash his disciples' feet.
Amen.
And when it comes to Simon Peter, Peter said, Lord, would I wash my feet also? Jesus said, what I do unto you now, Peter? You know not, but hereafter you shall know. Peter said, thou shalt never wash my feet. The reason Peter said that, not because he was just being hard-headed and honorary like some of us, but he was very outspoken, and he called himself honoring the master.
Amen.
Because the customer say that the master never do anything for a servant.
My Lord.
Especially wash his feet. And Peter thought it was a disgrace for him to do that. So Jesus told him, Peter, what I do unto you now, you know not, but hereafter you shall know. And if I don't wash your feet, you will have no parts with me.
Amen.
Okay. And Peter wanted to have parts with the master. He wanted to do the master's will.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Because he had been with the master for three long years. He was one of the first that the master called. Come, follow me, Peter. And I make you fishers of men.
Amen.
Peter came. Hallelujah. And Peter followed him.
Yes.
And he was there on a lot of occasions where some of the others were not there.
Amen.
He was a part of the inner hub. He had three that was in a circle with him. He had three others. John, Peter, James. Those three would be when nobody else would be.
Yes.
Amen.
Peter had seen Jesus work many miracles. He was there when he turned water into wine.
Yes.
He was there when he spoke to them on the mountain. He was there on another occasion when the mountain of transfiguration. And it's all about Moses and Elijah. And Peter said, it was good that we should be here. Good that we should be here.
Yes.
Isn't it good that we should be here?
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord's body today.
Amen.
Thank you for the blood.
Yes.
It's good that we should be here. Let us build three tabernacles. One for thee, one for Moses, one for Elijah.
Yes,
hallelujah. It was Peter. When Jesus asked, whom the men say that I am? Peter said, well, not Peter, but some of the other ones said, Elijah, Isaiah, or one of the other prophets, Moses, any other prophet. But Jesus said, but who do you say I am? What is your response to people? Ask about Jesus. Who do you say he is?
Amen.
Is he your rock? Is he your high tower?
Yes.
Is he your Holy Ghost, power-filled, fire-baptized person?
Yes.
Is he your joy?
Yes.
Is he your hope?
Yes.
Is he your victory?
Yes.
Is he your protector?
Yes.
Is he your cover?
Thank you.
Who is Jesus to you?
Thank you, Lord.
Is he your life?
Yes.
Open strength?
Yes.
Who is Jesus to you?
My everything.
Witnessing. The one complaining.
Amen.
Go witnessing. Casting all your care upon them. Is it that for you that you can sound, make your sounding board on him and not on somebody else? Because he has the answer.
He
has the deliverance.
Yes, Lord.
He has the victory.
Yes.
He has the peace.
Yes.
He has the joy.
Yes, he does. Amen.
Who is he?
My Lord.
He says, thou art the Christ.
Yes, the Son of the Living God.
The Son of the Living God.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, Lord.
Not the dead God.
Yes. That's right. That Amen.
Made you get concerned.
Glory to God.
Not Amen. God that got eyes that can't see.
Amen.
Ears that can't hear.
My Lord.
A mouth that can't speak.
Yeah.
A hand that can't feel my knees.
Yeah.
Help me, or pull me out of the muck and mire of clay. Who is it to you?
Everything.
Peter, flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you. But thou art the Christ.
Yes.
Peter said. Did God said, Jesus said, the Holy Ghost had to reveal this to you. And so for now, I'm going to call you, thou art Peter, and upon this rock,
yes,
I'll build my church.
My church,
yes. He's building on your faith.
Amen.
In him. Amen. And knowing who he is.
Yeah.
Peter, all about, he's a good person.
Amen.
On two occasions, he had some water experience with him. He sent his men away, and he stayed on that side in the evening.
Yes.
And in the fourth watch of the night, wind was rough, seas were rough.
Yes, yes.
And they looked out on the water and saw this figure walking.
Yes.
On water.
My Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Glory be to God.
Yes.
You can walk on water.
Mm-hmm.
Not physically, but spiritually.
Amen.
My Lord.
You can walk on water.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yes. And when Jesus was addressing all these things, he was addressing to the inner man. Not that outer man, because the outer man can't be saved.
Amen.
It's the inner man that can be saved.
Yes.
The inner man is what lives for eternity.
Right.
It's the inner man that can fly above your storms of life.
Amen.
Okay. And Peter saw them, they thought it was a ghost.
My Lord.
And Peter said, Master,
yes.
If it be you, bid me to come.
Amen. Yes.
And all Jesus said to Peter was, come.
Come.
Amen.
And when they tell you, go, just go.
Amen.
Okay. He will direct you. He will protect you.
Yes,
he will give you what to say.
Mm-hmm.
He'll give you what to do.
Yes.
All you got to do is go.
Oh,
where I send you.
Yes.
When you get there, don't have to prepare speech. Open your mouth.
Yes.
And I speak through you.
Yes.
Oh, go. To the highway,
into
the edges, into the byway, and do my bidding.
Glory be to God.
Peter said, Peter got out the boat without thinking. There was water he was stepping on.
Yeah.
After calling,
Yes.
And he's going because the master said he could come.
Uh-huh.
And said, come, Peter.
Uh-huh.
Peter stopped walking toward Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And when he got near Jesus, the devil interrupted.
Amen.
Yep.
He called the wind to make some noise.
Yeah.
It was ocean to make some rolling sound.
Mm-hmm.
Peter now takes his eyes off of Jesus.
Amen.
And look in the direction of the wind.
Yeah.
No, he can't see it no way.
That's right.
But yeah, he looked for it.
That's right.
We start looking for problems in our lives.
Yes, yes.
Knowing that you don't may not be one there, but if you look for it anyhow.
That's right.
Yep.
You go looking for a problem.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I always say, if you go looking for it,
yeah,
whatever you're looking for, the devil will make sure you see it.
Amen.
Nobody right. else going to see it but you.
Uh-huh.
Are you the one looking for it?
Yes, Lord.
Hello.
Looking around.
Uh-huh.
At the troubles in his life. Mm-hmm. Looking around at the problems that come up.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And now, as soon as he took his eyes off of Jesus,
uh-huh.
he started seeking. When you take your eyes off the word of God,
yes,
you're going down.
Yes.
Down,
yes.
down, down, down.
Uh-huh.
Somebody that's seeking
uh-huh.
to rise no more.
Uh-huh.
But the master, the ocean, earth and sky, he heard my simple cry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pleading, he heard me when I said, yeah. Master, save me.
Yeah.
I cried out, Master,
uh-huh.
save me. Yeah. Immediately.
Yes, yes.
Down and mm-hmm. he pulled it up.
Yes, he
when
did.
You cry on God,
yeah. Yeah.
Save
you. My Lord.
He doesn't yes, hesitate.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
doesn't say, wait. That's now, right. something you have got to do.
Uh-huh.
You yeah. wait.
Yeah.
Salvation. It's always ready.
Yeah, amen.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Any place, anywhere.
Uh-huh. Amen. Thank you, God.
Oh,
thank
you,
God.
Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Who?
Me. Amen. That's all right.
Amen.
That's a Lord. Good man to be with.
Yes.
One last time, example that we're going to give you.
Mm-hmm.
Another water trip.
Mm-hmm.
This time Jesus was on board.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And when he's on board, they came to him.
Yeah.
And woke him up.
Mm-hmm.
Because a storm had come up.
Yes.
Sometimes some storms come up.
All right.
Out of nowhere in our lives.
Yes.
Some that cause us to get worried.
Mm-hmm.
Some that cause us to fear that all is lost. Sometimes it gives us what I'm going to do in this storm.
That's right.
There's a pandemic.
My Lord.
We want to know what we're going to do in this pandemic. How we're going to handle it. Just follow what the Lord said. The Lord said,
God.
He will make everything all right. You got to believe that he will, but you also got to do what he's going to do.
Right.
And all the part to come forth. The answer is in the land.
Uh-huh. Yes.
The answer is in the land.
Yes.
You got to learn how to follow the answer.
Amen.
Peter. And all the other 11 was on this year.
Mm-hmm.
The wind was blowing.
Mm-hmm.
The billows were dashing.
My Lord.
And water was getting into the ship.
Mm-hmm.
The word said, and now the ship is full.
Yes, sir.
And they said, where is Jesus?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Is he on board?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Somebody said, yeah.
Yes.
Where is it then?
Uh-huh.
I saw him going down to the inner part of the ship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Glory
somebody said, go and wake him up. Hallelujah. And it went down with you. I can imagine.
Your prescription, 8-1.
Lifting Jesus on his shoulder.
But they sent me a thing on my phone.
And Jesus didn't do nothing. That master.
Really, you ain't got no money to get it.
Jesus didn't do nothing. Now you know how it is. The next time we put
you, make the third or fourth time.
Out of good shape.
Amen. Yeah.
We shake them a little bit. Master.
Yes.
Don't you care? That we parent. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Right up. Know ye a little faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Went on out and looked at the wind. It said peace.
Yes.
Look at the ocean. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In your panic condition.
Yes.
Say peace.
Amen.
Stop worrying. And when you stop worrying, God will. Work it out for you.
Amen.
Praise God. Jesus now said, I know thee.
Jesus.
A part of this man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who he is. What manner of man is this?
Yes.
Even the wind and the wave
obeyed
him.
Yes, sir.
What manner of man is this?
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Peter said, surely, if the wind can obey it, the water can obey him.
Oh, yes.
Surely, we ought to be able to obey him.
Amen.
Obey him.
Yes, Lord.
Because we are made to be like him. Made in his image.
Amen.
Glory be to God. And so if the wind can do it, we can.
Yes.
If the waves can do it.
Yes.
So as soon as we get the opportunity to be able to wash somebody's feet,
that's right.
Make sure you come running.
Yes.
Do your house. Run into the church house. Say, Lord, help me to be humble.
Yes.
We're not going to wash feet because we're scattered here and there. But we need to hear the story. So it will stay fresh in our mind.
Yes, sir.
Yes. I don't believe there's a one in here in this service that does not want to have part with the master.
That's right.
If you don't have no part with him, you sure ain't going to heaven.
That's right.
The only way to get to heaven, you got to go through him.
That's right.
And if you go through him, you got to have some parts with him.
Yeah.
You got to have some dealing with him.
Thank you, God.
It's true.
Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the name, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't forget.
Bless your name, God.
Our partner with the man.
Yes.
You got to be humble.
Yes, Lord.
You got to be willing to forgive.
Yes, Lord.
Before you ask for forgiveness. But when you ask for forgiveness and you grant that forgiveness, then it's automatically done on your part.
Yes, Lord.
You forgive people not for their sake. You forgive them for your sake.
Amen.
When you hold unforgiveness, the only one that's not being forgiven is you.
Amen.
So you're not hurting a single person
right
by holding a grudge against
Amen.
All you're doing is hurting yourself.
Amen. Absolutely.
And blocking your way to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Don't let the devil fool you.
Amen.
He is a deceiver.
Right.
And a liar.
Yes.
And be like Peter. You find out that you hit it wrong, do it right.
Man.
Peter said, not only my feet, Lord, wash my hands, wash my head. You're welcome to wash anything you need to wash.
Man.
You're God to wash.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Have a part with the master.
Yes.
Sometimes we got to do some things we don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, to receive what God has in store for us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what we have to do. Remedy in the land. There's a remedy in the land. To help us come back with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, God.
And get it under control.
Oh, yes.
But many of us refuse to accept that remedy.
Yes, Lord.
And it reminds me of Moses.
Yes.
In the book of Numbers, chapter 21, verses 6, 7, 8, and 9. The children of Israel was complaining.
Mm-hmm.
This is why they're on their way to the promised land.
This is mine.
During that 40-year journey. They were on their way to the promised land. And they complained to Moses about no food, no water. They brought them, God brought them out of Egypt into the wilderness and die out there.
Why?
So God sent a fiery serpent, in the camp where they were.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody the servant bit, died.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very deadly snake. Okay. And so they went back to Moses and asked for forgiveness and said they sinned against God and sinned against him.
Mm-hmm.
And begged Moses to pray to God for an answer.
Yes.
And Moses prayed. God told Moses, make a fiery serpent out of brass. And put it on a pole. And when ever anyone was bitten by the serpent, all they had to do was look up.
Amen.
To that serpent.
Mm-hmm.
And live.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. And you know how it is. Everybody that was bitten, some of them refused to look.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. And they died.
Amen.
Some of us are refusing to take the COVID shot.
Amen.
Okay.
And some of us may wind up dying from it.
Mm-hmm.
Or causing somebody to die from it.
Mm-hmm.
Man made it, but they didn't make it without God.
That's true.
God gave them the knowledge.
Yep.
To make it. And with the information they have now, it doesn't take that long to find certain cures. And still, there's some that they're still working on.
Mm-hmm.
But this one was more urgent than the rest. So God gave you a speed up job. You're not getting the virus. Taking your drug to cause your antibodies to in your body to be boosted.
Yeah.
That be successful in keeping you from dying from it.
Amen.
Keeping you from having to be hospitalized from it.
Okay.
He's done this. Now, this coming Tuesday, I would have had my first inoculation 2 weeks. Side effect, I didn't feel it when they gave me the needle.
It's what you think.
Later on that day, it's like taking those other inoculations. You're going to feel some little pain there when you move. That's the way it didn't bother me until I would move my arm, but it was a little sore like when I take the flu. The next day, it went away. So about a day and a half, and that where the shot was, where it was. Now your body may be different other bodies, but some protection is better than no protection at all.
Amen.
That's right. That's so true.
Take me to your police people. They wear a bulletproof vest. It ain't covering the whole body. But it covers some vital organs.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay, so that area covers, it saves their lives.
Man.
But they also could shoot them in the head and they die.
But
just because they don't have those bulletproof helmets, won't stop them from wearing their bulletproof vests. Some protection.
That's right.
Because they didn't set with a 1%. Nothing's 1%. But God.
Right.
Only God.
So God gives us answers sometimes. And we pray and keep on looking for the answer, and we already got the answer, but we refuse to see it.
Amen. Amen. Yep.
She might have been, that might have been earlier, but she don't know.
All right. So you pray, ask God to lead you.
No.
God is already giving you the answer. Now,
amen.
You receive it.
Yes,
just like you taking your flu shot every year if you take one. Some people won't take the flu shot. Now that they do give you the virus.
Yep.
Four.
Don't
three.
Get the virus in this pandemic. I mean, it's like a COVID shot. You get an antibody that causes your body to build up antibiotics against COVID. Let us keep that in mind.
Amen.
God said, Jesus said at one occasion, you couldn't make it. God has some special people that could make it. And they did. All right. And you can avoid some of the things that you would have to go through if you come down with it. All right, there.
I'll pray for this thing. This thing is going
to stay. So, God bless you, God. Now upon you, remember, God is your answer. God works through man.
Amen.
He doesn't have any hands except for you, yours.
Yep.
He doesn't have no mouth except for you, ours.
Man.
He has no ears except for you, here, ours. God works through mankind.
Yes, he does.
Trust.
Just like the devil does the same thing.
Amen.
OK? Okay, if God ain't speaking to you, it's the devil speaking to you.
Amen.
All right. And you have to make that choice all through life. Right. So to follow God, if it's good,
mm-hmm.
it comes from God.
Amen.
Amen.
Bad, it comes from the devil.
Amen.
That's the two choices.
Yes.
Everything good,
mm-hmm.
is up to God.
Yeah.
Everything bad is up to mm-hmm. devil.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple. All right. Thank you. And we trust that you've been blessed through this.
Amen.
Holy Communion service.
Amen.
Right. And next scheduled time is first Sunday in March. Okay. All right. Thank everybody for their participation in the service.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bless you. May have a smile for you.
Amen.
Hey, Pastor, I'd like to make one announcement. The Christian Education, they had their annual gathering via Zoom yesterday. And if you're anyone interested in the video, it is on the church web page. If you go there and you'll see the Christian Education video, click on that link and it will take you to the video, which is on Facebook.
Link that I got, Gene said go under district number 4.
Well, like I said, the link that I have goes directly to the
okay
to the video.
Okay. I just got what she sent me last night, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Northwest B district number 4. Web page.
All right.
That's who was videoing it anyway.
And that is also start preparing ourselves for homecoming. Asking that each member and friend that would like to on the third Sunday or the third weekend in March, the homecoming weekend,
Wisdom TV,
that you make extra offering of $50 or more, no less than 50 if possible, towards that, in addition to your tithe. We still got deals going on at the church, just like you got them going on at home.
Amen.
What can you do with 2 minutes?
No.
And we thank you all again for your faithfulness and your giving and throughout 2020. You did a great job. You kept the bills paid, and to God be the glory for that. And he has blessed you for doing it as well. Whether you realize it or not, the blessing is there. We just don't recognize it. But God has blessed your effort, and we're grateful to God for your continued support. As you give, God will give you to you.
Amen.
All right. Because everything comes from the Lord and everything belongs to you. I bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Now unto him that is able to keep us and present us faultless for the precious throne of God. May the grace of God be communion to the Holy Spirit. Best rule in the Bible is henceforth and forevermore. And everybody say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.